nigga, boomba. Oh, you know what?
What?
I got something to get off my chest.
Right with now? Absolutely right now.
With no one right now, but it's okay. So I thought we had some espionage issues a couple of nights ago.
Okay,
so peep this out.
Okay,
sure. Okay. I'm laying down in the bed, right? And I hear a little. I'm like, what is that? Right? As soon as I'm looking around and then I'm like, I hear it. I look at Alejandra. She walks. Oh, I gotta use the bathroom. I'm like, I'm like, what is this sound? Right? So I'm like, it's coming from the corner of the, like behind the bed in the corner, right? So I'm like, hold up. So I'm like, it's hella low. It's a low ass little chirp. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? So I'm like, is it under the bed? Like, it's not under the bed.
What was your initial thought? What did you think it was?
I thought it was. So we had some dudes come in there and change the outlets. Some electricians come in there and they're in the, and I didn't find this out till later, but they're in the room. I didn't know they're in the room.
Put like a little camera or something?
Something. Right, so I'm like, and then like, I'm like, so I'm listening, right? But I hear a nigga on the other side of the wall drilling some shit. I'm like, nigga, it's 10 o'clock. Nigga, you drilling at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, that's weird.
So I'm like, okay. But I'm like, I'm peeping Alejandro out right now.
Hold on, when was this exactly?
This was about three, four nights ago.
Oh, nigga.
Check it out. So I'm looking, I'm like, hold up. I'm hearing this chirping, right? I look at Alejandro, she goes to the bathroom. I'm like, That's lightweight suspicious. That, like, she sees me hearing some shit.
Okay.
Right?
And she just goes to the bathroom? Okay.
Right? It just seemed like, at the time, it was a little odd for me, right? So I'm like, okay. I'm like, what is this sound? So I'm like, I'm grabbing shit. I'm like, I think I have a guitar in the back over there. So I pull that out. Nothing's in there. I'm like, okay. I throw it to the side. Nothing's in there, right? I'm peeping a baby out, too. I'm like, let me watch this baby. See what the fuck is this baby doing over in the crib.
Okay.
Okay, right?
So I'm suspicious of everyone.
Nigga, so I see. I'm like, all right, is it under the lamp, nigga? So I grab the lamp off at the corner of the fucking bed. I check the bottom of the lamp. Make sure nigga didn't bug me on the bottom of the lamp, right? I'm like, I move the lamp. I'm like, it's not in the lamp. And then
the whole
like
time she's in the bathroom.
Whole time she's in there for hella long, right? So I'm looking at it like this. I'm like, I was like, I already got my game plan. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna be over here looking in the corner. I'm gonna look at her face when she walks in. If she eyeballs me, she knows there's something in this corner.
Okay.
So I'm peeping out already, right? So I'm like, just in case, just to see if she, you know, see if she's a double agent. I'm like, on some real shit, I was really thinking this. I was like, I'm gonna look at her demeanor when she comes in. So I'm like, I'm checking. I can't find it. I'm going through my drawers, right? Like, I take out so I have a little nightstand on the side. I take the drawers out that motherfucker. I'm looking on the bottom of the drawers. I'm looking in all the cabinets. There's nothing else in the corner. There's nothing else in the corner but the drawer.
Okay.
Right? So I'm like, Alejandra creeps in there and then she don't really pay no mind to me. I'm like, okay. She's slick.
Okay.
She's slick. Okay. Okay. And I'm like, hey, you hear that? And she said, hear what? I'm like, come check this out. And then like she goes over there and starts listening, right? She's out hearing that. I'm like, shh. And then she's like, oh, I do hear it. And I'm like, all right, she probably not in on it.
Shit.
Right? So, and then
call out. Go ahead.
Right? And then I'm like, well, what could that be, right? And then she's like, I don't know you. She's like, there was. And then she tells me this, like, I don't find this out till late, until right now. She's like, there's people in here earlier changing out the outlets. I'm like, you let them in the room? What were they changing out? She's like, I don't know. They changed the outlets. Nigga, why did I move the guitar? I mean, the guitar freaking from behind the bed and there's a hole in the wall. Nigga, out to the outside. I'm like, okay. I'm like, these niggas out here plotting. I'm like, the chirp ain't coming from outside. Right, so I'm like, the only thing is over there. So what I did, I was like, all right, let's unplug everything and see if it's still making that noise.
Okay.
I hear this nigga across the room making hella noise. Right, Alejandro's like, hey, you think it's a listening device? I'm like, shut up. You don't say a listening device if someone's listening on you. I'm like, be quiet, right? Be quiet, right? So I'm like, okay, we unplug everything. The noise stops. I'm like, okay. So we start plugging shit back in one by one. I'm like, shh, be quiet. I plug in the nightstand. Right, the nightstand has a little outlet on the back of it, and I'm like, burp, 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 burp. I'm like, these niggas got the nightstand. So what I do is I get a I go outside, grab my little tiny little screwdriver, right, for the little fine little electronics, right. So I open the back of the electrical panel on that bitch. Find some shit in here, we get the fuck up out of here. I was like, if we find some shit in here, we get the fuck up out of here, right? So I open up the back of the electrical panel on it.
Time out. Why would they be bugging you?
I'm not even worried about the why. I'm not worried about the why. Okay. You on some other shit right now. I'm marking up my vicinities right now. The first, I was like, all right, the baby's probably not in on it, right? So we can wash her out it. Right, if she was standing up on the crib, then it'd be an issue. I looked over one time, make sure she wasn't doing no freak shit. Right, so she wasn't in on it. Alejandra, she didn't really get the vibe that she really knew what's going on, and she started getting more freaked out than I was getting freaked out. Yeah. Unless she's playing a game.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, So I'm like, all right, well,
this is something you want to get off your chest.
Yeah, this is crazy because I'm like,
I got some shit too.
Check it out. So then. This nigga was over there rummaging on the other side of the wall, nigga, right where I was working. I'm like, these niggas is slick.
Okay.
And then she's like, I never seen that. I seen a nigga twice. And then she said, and then she told me she's like, oh, our landlord said he was being moved out last month.
All he was doing probably was checking the motherfucking electro thing to see if it worked. You know how it goes, and it goes and goes beep, beep, beep. Once you plug it in there to see if there's electric coming out of it, nigga.
Nigga, I don't. Bro, she said he changed out some outlets or something, right? But no. But there's a dude who lives next to us. Never seen this nigga. I've been there for five months. Never seen this. No, 6 months. Ain't never seen him there. Alejandro seen him twice. She said the landlord said that room was supposed to be unoccupied because Alec was going to move in there. So who am I hearing over there right now? Mm-hmm. Who am I hearing over there right now?
Okay.
Right? You peep it out?
Maintenance.
Okay.
Nigga at 10? Nigga at 10? 10:30? I mean,
what's more likely, the baby doing it or the maintenance guy?
Check it out. We don't know. Niggas might get set up a command post right next to us. Not even know. Bro.
What do they want to listen to you?
Bro, check it out.
What do they want to listen to?
I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I always think, you know what? I'll be honest with you. Let me give you some outlandish shit here. That you're not finna even really be like. I always feel like I'm finna be somebody hella big in the future. So niggas send back agents from.
No, you already said on the last podcast that you were not down. You gave up on being a famous person.
Nigga, I never said famous. I said I'm gonna be something big in the future, nigga. Okay. I might be CEO somewhere.
Famous.
Okay.
Nah, I'm not saying I'm famous, but I might be a factor. Pretty sure. Right, in the future. CEO, but check it out. So I was like, I was thinking niggas maybe if I was in the future.
Like the viewers just want to know what happened at this point.
Please.
Okay. So at the end of the thing, yo. So open up the panel, nigga, and I'm like, there ain't nothing in here but electric stuff. And then I think, like, I don't know what a listening device would be like.
Moral of the story, this nigga's a fucking idiot.
Long story short, paranoid people.
No. So nigga. So what I did was I unplugged the things that were plugged to the USB jack.
Sure.
And the noise stopped. So it was it was some kind of noise being made.
I literally hate this story. 8 minutes and 44 seconds. I thought it was going to be something dramatic. It was a short.
it was some kind of noise. But I was like, she was like, but I ain't never heard that noise in my entire life. And that shit been plugged there the whole time.
Nigga, I actually got one.
No.
I got one.
Just a sec. We got to get into the shit. We did 9 minutes. This nigga let us off a cliff. I was literally sitting here like, it's a neighbor. He had me going multiple different ways.
Yeah, nigga. And it was.
Nigga, some shit gets wild, dog. Late night, bro. You be thinking, tell me you hear random ass beeping and you ain't finna go crazy trying to find out what it is.
Oh, man.
I'm letting you know right now, I'm tearing a motherfucking house apart. I hear a beep. But I was thinking, I was like, that's a weak ass listening device if you got something that's gonna be beeping.
I just rock off white, not Adidas. I just might off white my tuxedo. These niggas know I'm giving up. I'm trying to run up them dividends. She lost her mind if she think I'm gonna give her some. Say she a fish in the pond, I'm a bigger one. It don't take shit to go get a gun. I made it out, I was just with the little one. Are you an activist and you ain't did enough? Pray to God about my life and I live it up. Yeah. Talk to me nice, so don't talk to me twice. I've been in my bed. Paranoid, I got PTSD, 30 in my mag. I came from rags to riches, ain't tryna go back to the rags. My new little bitch been trippin', now you really tryna be no dad. I thought you seen it in me, I'm a star. Won't switch the rap, a nigga switch the car. I left the earth and ended up on Mars. That mean I'm sitting next to the stars. I thought you seen it on me, I got scars. Rather be judged by 12 than be carried by 6. But I still won't see no bars. Never knew tears was what it cost. I hit it one time, won't no cut it. Switch bitches like switching whips. Nigga fuckin' see me with another bitch. I'm up to something, see you with the ops. Who catch him, get the dump and he in the bag. I put the bro in the morning's ass.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Overly Complicated Podcast, episode number 18. 18, right?
Correct.
We're finally legal. You know what I mean? We can star in adult films.
Yeah.
I don't know where my mind is. When I hear finally 18, that's what I think of.
An adult film.
18 don't even sound like an attractive age, you know?
Nah.
I'm like, 18 is 18. Fucking disgusting.
18 is so disgusting.
It's aww.
Hold on, what was that?
Aww.
Are you 18 now? God damn, look at you. Look at you.
Get damn near almost you're almost a real adult.
Yeah, I feel like adulting starts at probably like 21. Adulting starts at like 25.
Damn, I ain't an adult yet.
Nah, them niggas playing house.
Damn, niggas is completely disrespecting my whole living situation.
Oh, man. No, so...
Young nigga rich as fuck.
Episode number 18.
Be feeding to get with us.
Dang.
I'm a pull
to turn up.
To pick him up.
Dang.
She gonna run me some top in this baby truck.
Yeah. Be like, yo, 200 years old. Yeah, not that possible age anymore.
I just bought me a Cuban for $50. I was down on my
dick. Take our little metaphors
as I'm rich, they gonna hit me up. This little bitch is not thick, she can't get me up. I do not wanna hit baby, eat me up. Don't the boyfriend a bitch, she can't beat me up. Gang.
We're number one if you live in the hood. When you get
my name is Trico. I'm here with Darian and Alex.
Damn, nigga name.
Not giving niggas intros today.
Hey.
The regular crew, you know what I'm saying?
Gang.
Back after
gang.
A little.
The regular employees, you know what I mean?
Back with my employees.
We had to. We
I'm
had
1099, though, nigga. I ain't W2.
We had to hash out the, you feel me, the money situation real quick,
you know,
before we.
It finally came back.
You feel me? The bag came
on the
back. We had to figure it out.
We had to agree
sorry,
on the
sorry, y'all.
But we're back. Ready to pod. How you guys doing? We know how Darian's doing. Paranoid.
Nah, but, man. I'm good, man.
Chilling, man. I just moved. You know, I'm living life right now. Apparently playing house. So.
Playing house. You feel me?
Yeah. Okay.
And you guys gonna ask how I'm doing or what? Like, you guys just take the questions. Y'all never give the questions.
Fuck that nigga. He didn't even let us introduce ourselves.
I'm here with Darian and Alex.
How you doing, sir? How you doing, sir?
D-Mizzle.
D-Mizzle. Damn, he brought that back, huh?
Dirty.
How are you?
They call him Dirty D.
How are you? Rico Suave.
Dirk Diggler.
Dirk Diggler, huh? Diglett?
I'm good. I'm thriving right now.
Yeah, sometimes I go by Dirty feel, Dick Darian, you know?
See what I'm saying?
Dirty Dick.
Dirty Dick. Dirty Dick.
Dirty Dick. Dirty Dick, huh?
Don't right. ask.
Hey, Dirty Dick. That's not something you want to be known as.
Dirty Dick, huh? Why they call you Dirty Dick? You don't even want to know.
Mr. Dirty Dick.
Not Dirty Dick.
Come on, man.
So, no, I'm doing great. I'm thriving. I'm happy. I'm feeling good.
Thriving,
Yeah, man.
Thriving.
Like,
good.
I feel better than just kind of all right. I feel good.
Yeah, man. Mm. I'm right there with you, man.
Happy, man. I think I'm a little, what's the word? I don't know. You know, you feel like you have to acknowledge the times when you're feeling good. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Give myself my flowers while I can smell them, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's very important.
Happy, bro. All right, so you guys, let's just jump straight in. You know what I mean? We did some time and some nonsense. So let's go straight to the topic today. You guys ready for this?
Nonsense. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to share my life with you. I was holding this one back. I was like, man, this one, I was going to call you that night. Like, hey, bro, I damn near got caught up.
No. Let's let Alex get something off his chest, and then I'll get something off my chest. Let's just, you know, let's.
What?
Let's clear.
You're talking about my story?
Yeah, let's clear. Let's clear some space today. Let's do it.
Okay. So, about two nights ago.
Two
nights.
48 hours.
First time I ever actually like I just like took like an out of body experience and I was like, I felt like a bitch right now.
Okay, King.
like a bitch, like a straight bitch, right? Hear me out. This is why.
Go ahead.
I'm sleeping, and my girl hits me. She's like, hey, wake up. I'm like, what? What? And she was like, you hear that? I'm like, hmm? Like, but the door is like cracked open, like our bedroom door, it's cracked open. Uh-huh. And all you hear is, whoosh, whoosh. I'm like, nigga, what is going on out there?
I'm putting a blanket over my head.
Nigga, I don't think you understand, nigga. And it was like, whoosh. She was like, what is that? I was like, what could that be? Nigga,
not
I,
human.
No, I just started, I'm like, nigga, before I'm like, nigga, I have no defense right now. I only have underwear on, my nigga. I was like, what is going on? I nigga, waking up, you're so super fucking defenseless. So I'm like, nigga, what's going on?
And your brain is just not fully firing.
It's not working. It's not working. Nigga, nigga, all you hear is, no, it's getting closer. I'm like, nigga, I was like, oh, that's the motherfucking dishwasher. She was like, no, it's not. We've never used it. I'm like, oh, nigga, I'm trying to cancel out everything it could actually be. I'm like, did you lock the door? Nigga. I did not want to go outside. Nigga, I just stuck by the door. Nigga, my fucking whole body. I just couldn't move. Nigga, I'm at the door like, and this thing's getting closer. I'm
just shaking, man.
Nigga, I'm like, nigga, the whole house is going. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, nigga, come on, let's go. Nigga, I'm like, get me, nigga. Nigga, it's going. Whoa. I'm like, oh my God, it's getting closer. Nigga, I'm like, and then I looked.
I know exactly.
Nigga,
what it is.
It was the motherfucking Roomba, nigga. I was like, no. Nigga, no. But the thing that had me even scared, nigga, I was even more scared now, nigga, because this motherfucker was upside down. It was upside down, nigga.
Not the fucking Roomba,
nigga. It was upside down, bruh. There was no way. I started talking like I was
you
like
you get preset at the go at like 12 at night.
No, as soon no. As soon as this motherfucker was nigga got to the door, nigga, my fucking heart, nigga, I'm like, she was like, turn it off. I was like, nigga, I turn it off and I leave it at the door, nigga, and I immediately close the door and lock the door. I was like, nigga, I have to get me in the morning. She was like, did you put it back? I was like, no, I didn't.
I was about to make them niggas earn this. They earn this.
Nigga, I've never felt like a bitch like that, bro. I was like, whoa, nigga, my whole, and then I started talking to her as I was going to sleep. I started damn near like trying to, I was confused, nigga. I'm like, there's no way that could possibly happen. I did not charge it. The motherfucker was upside down, and then there was no way for the motherfucker to get over here. I was like, what happened? Nigga, I was just trying to find a reason. Like, what happened? She was like, I don't know. But she was, I'm assuming she was expecting me to go out there and then handle whatever was going on. Nigga, I only had underwears on.
That's what I'm trying to say. We talked about this. We talked about this previously about gender roles. Like, as soon as something like that happens, man, the girl's just looking at you like. Looking at you,
nigga,
like
she was like,
yeah, you didn't even got the home.
She was like, go see what it is. I'm like, nigga, I'm at the door, like, nigga no like, way. Okay. I was like, come on, nigga. I'm clenching my chin. I'm like,
nigga, go out there. No, I'm strategic.
Yeah, hell no. He gonna have to come get it. Nigga, I'm ready. I'm in my pose right now.
Nah, and you ain't got home field advantage because I always think about it like this. Like, cause you ain't been here long enough to really
know every nook and cranny.
Yeah, no, I make sure lights are off when I'm going out because I already know the areas.
I was sliding
up in there because you ain't finna beat me on. I'm home turf right now.
No, I'm telling Google, turn on all the lights.
There's not a place that's dark.
Nigga, I'm going in the dark. I know where everything's at.
I'm like, he don't know
where everything's at in my house, so.
But this nigga knows exactly where we're gonna come out.
Nigga, like, it was just like, I was like, there's no way I'm winning this, right? I'm like, he must be from here. I was like, the nigga must be from here. This when the motherfucker's getting closer. I was like, he must be from here.
He came from the room.
Nigga, I'm like, he must be from here. The nigga came through the back door. I'm like, nigga, how am I gonna handle this nigga right now? Cause he beat me to the kitchen already.
With a knife. That you need, nigga, you need to have something crazy.
Nigga already beat me to the kitchen. So I'm like, nigga, I'm in trouble.
Just have a bat in your room or something.
No.
I always think about it like this. I just need to get a hold of somebody. I don't even need to. I was like, let me just get a hold. Because I don't need to see.
That's why you need a gun in the nightstand.
Nah, yeah. Nigga, she would be probably be dead on accident, nigga. No way, no way.
I fuck around and, oh man, this is what, yeah, no, this is, you know, I fucking ran this a couple days, I mean, a couple months back ago where I heard something. I woke up middle of the night, I'm like, heard something in the living room, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, what the fuck is that? I was like, I don't want to go out there right now. So I'm like, all right, I don't want to wake her up, because if I wake her up, then I'm for sure going to go out there, right? So I was like, all right, what I'm going to do is I know the house is completely dark, right? I can see everything's dark, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to turn on the lights in the living room and turn them on and off hella fast and see somebody jump. And see somebody jump. I go on my Google Home, I turn from white to red hella fast. Boom, 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 boom. Right. So like, nigga thinks it's an alarm. Nigga thinks the alarm is going off. Nigga, it's going white, red, hella fast.
Nigga looking at his phone, the nigga right behind him, like, yeah.
Nah, I'm fucking it up with the thing. I'm like, I didn't hear nobody stumble. If that shit happened in your house, you're stumbling, bro. You finna move something. I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't hear nothing. So we probably solid. All right. So I took my ass back to bed.
Check the living room camera.
No, we didn't have a living room camera plugged in at that time.
No, I'm saying you start fucking around. Check the living room camera. Check it out. Nigga start saying hello loud. Check the living room camera.
All right, Alex.
Go ahead. Run yours.
I got something to admit to you. About how you were right.
I was right, huh?
This shit hurts.
Okay.
I've been saving this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So recently, me and Alex went on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
On our way back, we see these people that are selling dogs.
Okay.
Mm.
I see one dog is hella cute.
Okay.
Hella cute. I'm like, you know what? I want to buy that dog. Alex is like, do not fucking buy that dog. He's like, you will not take care of it. He said, it will bark one time and you'd be like, I'm ready to get rid of it. Okay, so fast forward. I had this obsession with buying a dog, like for the last couple of fucking weeks or month.
Uh-huh.
Months, whatever. Okay. So I'm just, you know, looking at dogs on the side, whatever. I see this dog in like Fairfield. I'm like, I really want this dog. It's fucking unbelievably cute. Unbelievably cute. I go look at it, you know, not telling anyone, you know, just trying to keep it on low, see what I can do. You know, I was like, let me challenge myself to really see if I want to really have a dog.
Nigga, no one's finna drive to Fairfield and not get a dog. That's a long ass journey to go see a dog.
So I get to Fairfield, I see the dog. Immediately, I'm like, I want the dog.
Okay.
So give the lady a $700.
Oh yeah. My God.
Sarah told me you bought the dog.
Now hear me out. I get the dog. Uh-huh. Okay, so I bring it home.
Uh-huh.
Motherfucker would not stop barking. She told me, hey, just want to let you know, dog has really bad separation anxiety. I go into the bathroom, this motherfucker's hollering. I try to use the bathroom, this motherfucker is hollering like for a bloody murder. Sounds like a human. I'm like, all right. Like, okay, I should have known it was crazy when this motherfucker would not let you go anywhere without him. I'm like, bro, leave me alone. You don't even know me like that. It's first night. So I put it in the crate. I'm like, okay, let me start crate training immediately off the bat. This motherfucker is hollering the whole entire night.
That you got to do. You got to just go through it.
This nigga is like, you remember when
Aubrey,
you shocked your dog with the collar and this thing goes like, this thing was hollering like a human.
Aubrey would scream like that.
I woke
too.
Up in the morning, I'm like, I don't want this dog. by the end of the day, I had a buyer.
Demon, man. I told you not to buy the fucking dog.
By the end of the day, I had a fucking buyer for $200 more than I bought it for. So more of the story is, chase the bag, King.
That's not the moral of the story is, don't fucking get a dog, nigga.
So I'm telling you guys right now, live on air, I'm never going to get another fucking dog.
Shit.
I would never, ever get a dog.
Nigga, this
unless,
nigga, you should never have, no.
Unless,
not,
hear me
not
out.
Unless,
hear
nigga.
Me out. Unless it's like a fully trained adult dog.
I've told this nigga multiple times to get a grown dog that's already trained.
That
I told
it
multiple
shit is
times.
Trash.
Absolute trash. It's absolutely
only,
trash.
It's what, only what for cuteness. It was like the one that we saw.
You take a picture of him?
Yeah, I'm gonna show you in a minute. But yeah, it was simply because of the fact that the dog was unbelievably cute. I was like, I need this dog. Don't we?
So you about to take a picture? You about to show us a picture of? Nigga, did you get your nails done?
No, I didn't get my nails.
Nails are awfully shiny.
Nails done. Nigga, this
nails are awfully shiny.
Yeah, nigga, hold on, I ain't never seen a nigga nails this shiny.
I can see my face in nigga's nails.
My nigga, you for sure got your nails done.
I do.
When did you get them done?
Oh
when
my
did
god,
you get them
it's
done?
Cool, man.
I'm fine. I was just telling her I wanted to go get my nails done.
I would
done.
Literally, if I did get my nails done, I would have. You guys are just complimenting me.
Where did you go?
Nigga, look at my look how dull my nails are.
Where did you go? I just want to know where did you go.
I don't know. It's probably the.
He got that paraffin wax on his shit. He got that paraffin wax. You know what I mean?
He got the gel for sure.
He did that.
Feel my finger.
Nah, nigga. I don't want.
Nah, your hands look hella soft too. You know, he look like he got a.
Nigga, look at his.
He got a wax dip on him.
Show me now. Nigga, look at his nails.
Look how clean the cut is on
him. Diana, come here. Please.
Tell this nigga he got confirm to this to us that this nigga for sure got his nails done.
I did not get my nails done because look at my cuticles. Look at my cuticles.
This nigga for sure got his nails done.
These are not my nails.
He for sure got his fucking nails
look
done.
How shiny them is.
That don't even make no sense.
Tell me during the paraffin wax on there.
Niggas are just mad because I'm eating healthy.
You maybe buff them, but they're not done because she would have lifted.
Look at my cuticles. Yeah, exactly.
He said. He told her, don't lift the cuticles. I don't want niggas know.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to be too
noticeable. No. So, you know, someone said the same thing to me earlier. They're like, your nails look like they're a little shiny.
This nigga for sure be getting his nails done.
I've been putting a lot of lotion on my hands, though. So maybe it's just it's like sinking in.
I wear lotion too, my nigga. I got some dents in my nails.
Nigga, feel my hands. They're hella soft.
No, I'm not.
Nigga, you don't want to feel my. If that was the case, nigga, my right hand would be shiny as fuck.
You're a lotioner? I'm gonna be honest. I'm a dry guy.
What?
I'm a dry guy.
I'm not a lotion guy at all. But I'm just saying. But what?
What do you mean?
You're a dry guy?
Yeah, I'm a dry guy.
What does that even mean?
You spit on your hand too, just like you spit on your
butthole.
What? Hold on. What? No. That's not. How do you?
I'm a dry guy.
What does that even mean?
It means he jacks off with no.
With no lube. Yeah, I don't need anything.
Like he's just straight handed.
Is that a thing?
Oh my god! You do you not have.
I'm letting you guys hash this out before I even.
I'm just wondering, is this a thing?
That's a very much a thing.
You jacking off dry?
You put lotion. Yeah,
you put oil or something. You just be polishing a knob or something. What are you doing?
Like a gentleman, I use lotion. Like
when
what?
You're done, it's just like.
Yeah. Now you have to clean up a whole lot more. That's why this. Yeah.
I mean to be at keep it on a 100 right now. I've been just using lube just for the last probably three.
This nigga's a sicko.
You're polishing a knob for sure.
I'm just saying, I'm an adult now. I can afford some nicer things.
I can very much afford it. I just don't want to.
She's telling me you just jacking off dry. That don't even make
nigga, lube on your fucking hands.
You know what? Niggas like, I've been jacking off and I'm fucking raw down there. That's the niggas who be jacking off dry.
Raw?
You know, he's like, oh man, I'm getting fucking raw. My fucking ejector.
I've never heard that before.
Raw? My nigga, I've never heard anybody. Who the fuck is jacket? Who the fuck is
I'm
raw?
I'm just wondering. I've heard that phrase. People are like, oh man, I jacked up so many times, I'm getting raw down there. I'm assuming niggas who driving. This nigga got sandpaper on his fucking hand.
This nigga's dick is desensitized, bro. Goddamn.
No, I'm just wondering what you're doing. I just don't know, how you doing that. You just moving the skin. Are you, I don't know, man.
So your shit makes a noise when you be going, you nigga, like. Nigga, be ain't never.
That don't even make no sense. What are they supposed to be? It's supposed to be some fucking just.
That's damn near almost how it sounds.
It's friction. Is it got friction jacking off? That don't even make no sense.
I'm not gonna.
No.
I just don't know how that works.
Please confirm that the dry is.
I don't jack off.
This nigga.
Hypothetically, if you're gonna jack off, what would you use?
I've never jacked off, but hypothetically, if I was. I feel like I'm on the side of the least amount of cleanup.
How the fuck is lotion cleanup? Please explain that to
lube
me.
Lube for sure is cleanup.
My nigga, have
it's
you
really not though.
Have you?
It's
have
really
you
not though.
The scented lotion.
This nigga got layers of lube. Just
have you ever,
no,
have,
it's
have,
really have, not though. Have, lotion for 100% just fucking gets absorbed by your skin. 100%.
First of all, I know your ass like this after he nigga like.
Oh, he get trying to. He got his.
He got webs on his hand.
What, he got my amateur here? You think I'm just jacking off into my hand? What? Come on, what the fuck? Come on, what am I, an amateur here?
Go on, go on, go on. No, no, no.
I don't
please.
Even want to. I feel
no,
like
no,
this
no,
is.
No, no, no. Let him dig this.
This is perfect.
Let him
this
dig.
No,
I'm just wondering.
Topic.
How are you not? I mean. Okay, you.
The
what
dry
do you
rub. It's the dry rub. Like you have, and you're, you and I have a lot of.
And you're coming where?
You don't have a. You don't
and you're
have,
coming where?
What do you mean?
Where are you coming
it
at?
Just go bow, and then it's like I don't know.
It just it, goes back. So you're just coming bow, on the carpet, and you're leaving,
no.
and you rubbing it in or something.
No, when you jack off, you really don't got the fucking stream like.
You definitely don't. But I'm saying I'm just wondering. So is it not getting
it's
on your hand?
Your hand, yeah.
Okay, so how do you not get? Okay.
Okay,
so,
look. There's a cleanup, Tariqo.
Don't look for don't look for credibility here. Just go off your own.
I don't know the space right between your pointer finger and your thumb in
the
between
webbing
that,
right there. The
that,
web.
That's right where the cum would I'm
Jesus.
Hypothetically
Jesus
where
Christ.
The cum would land. Okay.
This
and nigga, you got to keep your hand like that until you get a fucking napkin.
All right. So our topic our topic today is actually boundaries.
Mm.
This nigga done crossed a few boundaries right now.
How, nigga? You're using lube. What you're supposed to be using to penetrate
this
a woman?
He's in Baghdad right now. This nigga ain't got no. This nigga's jacking off like
I have
fucking,
all the lotion
in the
world.
Hypothetically, I'm kind of like leaning towards Alex's answer.
That's insane, bro. Y'all insane, bro.
You have to prepare too much.
In what preparation,
nigga? First of all,
you ain't got lotion.
I do have lotion.
What preparation does that take? You go, you grab the lotion and you fucking
what
get
it squirt. What location are you doing it in, Darren?
It depends where I'm at. Depends on the situation.
Okay.
Depends on what, you know.
So you just got the lube on you at all times. And like,
No, I have lube in my house, yes.
Okay.
Do I have it on me at all time? No. It depends okay. on, I'm an equal opportunist, to be honest with you. All
right.
But uh-huh. I think.
You're in your living room.
All right, so
I'm not jacking off my living room. I have jacked off my living room, but I'm just saying I don't jack off the living room on a daily.
All right, so let's talk about the topic of boundaries.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I think we lost all our female viewership.
We love y'all.
Boundaries.
Go
ahead.
Yeah.
Let's talk about boundaries. What do you guys think about boundaries?
Boundaries are necessary to. I necessary to discern yourself from others, right? And then also the more defined your boundaries are, the more I think the more people know where you stand out on things, right? So it's like if you have clear boundaries, hey, I'm not crossing this line for nobody kind of deal, right? Like people know, I mean, I'm not gonna be there's certain things I just won't do, right? So it's like people know that, all right, Darren's not going to do that, so you even got to ask me, right? Some people have real ambiguous boundaries, right? And you can cross them with certain things, right? Like, oh, how much, you know, it's certain, I mean, certain things where you can't give me enough, I mean, there's no amount of money you're going to give me to make me do something, right? It's not a.
Someone couldn't give you like $50 million to do something that's past your boundaries.
What's past your boundaries? Just give me an example.
What's something you wouldn't do for $50 million?
Yeah, no. Give me an example.
Give me one thing you wouldn't do for $50 million right now.
What wouldn't I do? I wouldn't murder someone for $50 million.
But if you knew you wouldn't go to jail.
No, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't do it just because.
Would you kiss a guy?
Would kiss a guy for $50 million? Probably.
Would you do it for?
That's
1,000?
Not even a probably. I'm tonguing this dude.
Would you do it for $10,000?
Where am I in life right now? Probably not.
Would you do it for 20?
Kiss a nigga? Just kiss a nigga on
the lips? Yeah.
You gotta put your tongue in his mouth.
However you kiss your wife.
I used to think logically. I mean, I think like at some point, like I'm not. Let me ask you a question quick.
No.
I don't know.
20,000, bro. It's just 20, a kiss. It ain't
20,000. At some point, are you? At some point, where you're selling yourself at, right? Like, hey, if you ask a girl the same question, right? Like, hey, would you do this with this guy, right? No. You know, what's the old joke, right? Like, hey, would you, you know, we have sex with this guy for $1 million? Like, And the girl's like, yes, right? And then you, and then a guy gives her $100. He's like, what is this? And then he feels insulted, right? He's like, oh, No. It's when a guy gives her $100. He's like, hey, what kind of girl do you think I am, right? And he's like, oh yeah, I know what kind of girl you are. And now we're trying to figure out the price, right? Because like, hey, because you know you can be bought at a certain amount, right? Certain things, like, I wouldn't say things that I thought were against my value just to get money, right? If someone was like, yeah, hey, I'm gonna give you this, say this, right? Then it's just like, all right, now you're just being bought, right? Now
so you would never sell out.
Yeah, I mean, but sell out is I don't like the term sell out, because sell out could be like, all right, well, hey, I'm sponsoring this product. Maybe I sponsor this product, and this product, say for example, say, hey, I sponsor some headphones, right? And then you're like, oh, I go push these headphones, right? And later on, this product becomes, you know, someone makes me aware of something I wasn't aware of at the beginning of the product, right? Like, hey, it's made like this, or it funds this, or whatever the fucking deal is, right? And it's like, all right, what did you sell out to it, or did you agree to sponsor something that you didn't have all the information on, right? So that's what happens. I've had a lot of people where they're like, oh, you know, someone goes sponsor something, and then they don't really, without doing enough due diligence on it, they give them their credibility and not actually, and then it actually turns out to be like, you know, against whatever their values are or whatever at the end of the day. But again, I think you have to figure out what do you want to sell on it? And then kind of to go down to like, hey, this has to be a hard yes or no. It can't be like, if you're willing to wager on a thing, well, then you don't really have a strong boundaries there, right? You're just there. It's just like, all right, well, your boundary is only up to this amount, right? If you're some girl who's willing to have sex with a random guy, well, it's only for this amount of money. Well, then, all right, well, you're willing to do it with other guys or whatever the deal is, right? You're not really don't have a certain moral. I mean, a certain morality about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Alex.
So how about 50?
50 what?
50.
$50,000. Nah.
Alex.
All right.
What do you think? What do you think about boundaries in a relationship?
Boundaries in a relationship. Just, you know, there's certain things you don't do. There's certain things you know not to do, because it goes against, unless you're in like a polyamorous relationship, you know, if you're in a monogamous relationship, you're going to stay just to this one girl, because you know her boundaries are don't fuck with anybody else. You know how that is. And, you know, it's just, I feel like it's just stay to what your partner believes, and she should stay to what you believe your boundaries are.
Yeah, I think, okay, let's take a step back. I think with boundaries in a relationship, I feel like there's something, it's not one size fits all for everybody, right? Every couple or every person has different boundaries and things that exactly. They don't tolerate, or they do, right?
Exactly.
Someone could say, I have a boundary where I don't like you making fun of my mom or talking bad about my mom, and then some other person say, my mom's a bitch, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's the boundary? And I think any relationship, you have to establish what boundaries are clearly.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes things are open for interpretation.
Mm.
Because someone could say, shit, I don't like you talking to any girls. Okay. And you're like, yeah, I'm not talking to them. I'm just chatting, you know? I know them. They're friends. And someone's gonna be like, I don't even want you saying a word to a girl. That's crossing a line for me.
Okay. So you just can't go to cash registers anymore and, like, order from girls. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
It's one of them things, right? What are some boundaries that you guys have, like, in relationships? So what's something that another person could do that's, like, cross the line?
Something.
And what's something that you feel like you've pushed a far boundary, meaning, like, it doesn't bother you that much. It's not a hard-pressed boundary for you.
Okay. So, like, a boundary that I have for her?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like she should not cross.
Yeah. Besides the obvious things like sucking niggas.
Yeah, you know, sucking niggas dick or something.
I'm just saying, like, just in general, you know.
I don't really like, she can't say nigga.
Oh, there we go. See, that's
she can't say nigga. It's a fact.
No, that's a unique boundary,
she
right?
She can't say nigga.
Why?
She just can't say nigga. She can't say nigga. It's not going down. So she, she don't even sing it.
So what happens if she says nigga?
She don't even sing it. Huh?
What happens if she says nigga?
What do you mean?
What happens if she says it?
It's a problem. We gonna have a talk. Hey, you ain't text.
I'm just wondering how this talk's gonna go. Hey man.
Nah, like I'm not okay with that.
I feel like I feel like I've had that boundary too though. What about you, Darian? What's something that's like a unique boundary for you?
Well, I mean, there's boundaries. I mean, there's more so boundaries I impose on myself a lot, where it's like I'm not gonna.
Let's just speak just in generalities of like relationships.
No. But I'm saying
for your partner. For your partner, what's something that you say like I don't want you to do?
Yeah, I mean, a clear boundary, it is the same one I hold for myself as well. It's like, hey, you don't disparage the other person, right? So it's not like in, it's where it's like, hey, I'm not going to go out there and call you out your name. I expect you not to call me out my name, right? Or I expect you not to disrespect me, right? Because I'm not going to disrespect you. Any of the verbal things, right? Where you can't be like, you know, there is a slight difference, though, between guys and girls in that context where like your girl will say something emotionally and not mean it. Right. But if I say something, I know I meant it. If I call you something, it's what I meant. It was not like, cause you're not going to catch me on my character and I'm going to be like, oh, boom, and say something just because I was angry. Not going to happen.
Girls will cut you
that's
down.
That's not me. I won't allow
and expect you to be like, forget about it.
I won't allow myself to just say like reckless shit out of anger.
Yeah. But then you really have to, it's just really gotta, you know, and now you have to have a conversation like, hey, this is, we're adults here. We don't, I'm not here to like, I'm not using words to harm you, right? And I expect you not to use words to harm me, right? Cause that's a clear sign of disrespect. If you start calling each other names, if you use your words to actively disparage the other person.
What if he calls you an N-word? That's a double bound.
Hard R.
That'd be weird. I was like, hard R. What?
Hard R.
If you want to think right, I'd be like, what? That, it would just throw me off. It's like
the double.
Yeah.
But it's more so about the intent of the word. Like, why are you using words in this context, right? That's the thing that really, I would not, like, I don't want to be talked to like that, right? And then, like, I know that's, after a while, those things wear on you, right? Like, you got to have those strong boundaries where I'm like, hey,
that's gross. Sorry.
Yeah, but that's a hard one for me is like, hey, you have to be respectful in your conversation, right? And one that always kind of gets me, and this one always gets me a little bit upset too, is where I expect charity within my conversation. I mean, charity in my conversation. So like, for example, if I say, dang, we really made a big ass mess here, or something like that. Or say if I, no, I can't think of a word. Let me think of a better example. If I was like, damn, this car is hella dirty, right? Or whatever the deal is, right? I expect you not to take it as a personal assault on yourself and like give me a more charitable interpretation of it, right? So like, hey, if you say something to me, I'm going to assume you didn't mean it, with malice, right? So I'm gonna give you the most uncharitable interpretation of your words, right? So if you say something to me like, hey, are you looking a little bit sloppy or whatever, or like, hey, can you change whatever the deal is, right?
If someone tells me I'm looking sloppy, I'm roasting back just immediately. That's my natural reaction.
But
look at you.
But whatever the thing is, I'm gonna give you the most charitable interpretation of it. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you're saying this to harm me, right? So you have to kind of, it's a give and take where like, hey, I'm going to ask that you speak to me respectfully, right? But I'm also gonna ask you, I mean, for us both to look for what the actual intent of the words is, right? Because most times people will say something and it will come off incorrectly to the other person, right? And you can take it sideways if you want to, or you can look at it like, okay, I see what you're getting at here, and you said that a little brashly, but I'm gonna assume you meant it this way.
Sure.
Right, and that's gonna, but again, that's one thing I really get a rise out of me. If you're giving me the least charitable interpretation of what I said to you, like, oh, you meant it this, oh, you said this, but you meant it that way. I'm like, no, that's not like, you think I'm looking to harm you? right now with this right now. Like, no, I'm not going after you with this. I'm just saying this. It doesn't mean I meant it in the most, you know, uncharitable way to go about it. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's a critical one for me.
Tariqo?
Boundaries. Shit. The N word is a real good one. It's one I haven't done. I think I've had some boundaries previously that I've grown out of. Like, for example, I had a boundary of, like, I didn't smoke weed, so my person can't smoke weed.
That's a crazy one.
Yeah, right? That was, like, my boundary. Like, you know what I mean? But then also, I don't think it was, like, a hard set boundary, but I think now it's, like, do you. Just don't expect me to do what you do. You know what I mean? So I think
heroin's a no
for me. Yeah, no H. I think you, no, I think you grow, for me, I think it was unique in the sense of, like, I grew out of, like, some of the hard-pressed things that I have in previous relationships.
Okay.
So now I'm kind of like, do you? Just don't expect me to do the same as you.
Okay. So so say you have that boundary, right? Say you have that smoker.
Yeah.
That smoker thing. So you don't like that.
Yeah.
What if? So did you grow out of that phase because it was like someone of high attraction caused it, or was it just like, maybe I can deal with this?
Yeah, I think it's me opening my mind more to, like, it's not as a stigma or like whatever as I thought it would be. So it's more of me like evolving on myself, and that changes the boundaries, right? Like for other people. And I think ultimately when you place boundaries, it's kind of like about a little bit has to do with you. So I think it's just me evolving more or less in the way I think and stand on things, like not being so hard pressed on certain things. Because ultimately, like, I think there's certain boundaries, just like respect boundaries, right? You're not about to call me no crazy names. Like,
yeah,
this is the boundaries I have in relationship facts right here. You're not about to call me out of my name. You're not going to be disrespectful, right? Because I'm going to, like you said, I'm going to be respectful of you. So treat me the same way. Obviously, the common ones, right? Like, you don't do this, you don't do that, like, you know, with, like, trust, right? And then you don't speak bad about, like, my people. You know what I mean? Voice your frustrations, but like ultimately, like just talking trash about like my family and shit, like that's a huge line for me.
Yeah, I don't.
There's a way that you can say certain things, and ultimately, like, it's just keep the same respect you have for me, you have to have for my family.
Yeah, with that, like my partner could badmouth anybody in her family, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna jump in on this.
Yeah, my mom's a bitch. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I always wanted to tell you that.
I'm like, I'm not gonna jump in on this because I never want to put like a bad. I don't give a fuck. Like, I never want them to, like, I would never want to put like a bad, like me talking shit just to juice her up or to do that. Like, I would never do that because it's like I wouldn't want you to think, oh, it's sweet. Now I can. Talk the shit. We comfortable. I could talk shit about nah. It's never that sweet. Because
then they start thinking about what you said to about my mom.
Yeah, like,
no, okay. Another boundary I just thought.
And then they rekindle that relationship they had. Now you're like in the shitter.
And another boundary that I have, and I think you guys will easily agree with this, is if we have issues, there are issues. They're not to be told to everybody else.
No, it's not to be broadcasted out loud.
To either. Anyone.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like...
Whatever issues we have are issues.
That's
a huge boundary for me.
Let's like, wait until it's over.
No one's going to know anything about us having an issue until we decide to say something.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Like, because think about it like this. People around you don't forget, even if you guys forget. Because they're not here to see the work that you put. They don't see the work that you put in behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They just see the highlights or the lowlights.
Yeah.
Right? So... And your family doesn't forget. That's right. One thing. Like, you tell them one thing about something that happened, they're always going to look at that person about that. So I think it's very important, like, for me, if we're arguing, keep it to the cuff, and we deal with it. If it's something we can't deal with and we move forward, like, if we're moving forward with our relationship and continuing a relationship, then you got to keep it solid. But if we're broke up, whatever, all right, you want to air it out, but there's no going back from that. I wasn't trying to play footsies with you. I'm just trying to get my legs straight.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. You need to have some, I mean, there's a reason why you're with your partner, right? You have intimacy, right? You can discuss things that only you and that person can discuss, right? That's where the you know, intimacy goes beyond just, you know, the physical, right? Where you have just, it's just communication only you and that one person shares, right? And then to go back with the, I do think there's a caveat with the, we're talking about each other's family, right? Because you want to be, because you do need to, if you're with your partner, you do need to give your opinion. If you believe there's a misjudgment there, right? So you don't want to be like, well, you don't want to cause some shit. You don't want to disparage anybody, right? But if they look at it in a certain way, you want to go in there and give your constructive criticism if you think it's valuable, right? If you had the person say like, oh man, if your significant other was like, hey, this cousin of mine is whatever, right? You can go in there, you know, hey, you can just be like, all right, hey man, she's just one of those, right? Or whatever the deal is, right? Or you can be like, you know what, I don't think she meant it that way. Or maybe like, yeah, you know, she's done this to you in the past. You probably should, you know, be ready to, you know, like, hey, maybe you should distance yourself a little bit from this one, so you can, or fortify yourself from this kind of thing in the future, right? Or at least expect this to happen, right? Because this has happened in the past, right? So you can, and that's where you, I mean, because again, if you can't bounce that stuff off, if you're only able to bounce that off of other family members, you're gonna have a skewed bias, right? So you need to have, there's a reason why you chose your partner, right? They hopefully have a different point of view than you do, right? Not saying their point of view is right. And again, it's most likely going to not see the whole picture because you're the one in the mix and they're the one kind of from the outside, right? So you have to kind of take what they're saying and see if like, hey, I always bounce it off like, hey, even if someone gives me a criticism, I always take it and like, hey, is this a valid criticism of what I'm, of how I address this thing or not, right? But again, you can tell when someone's trying to be malicious about their intent when they're trying to go after, you know, I mean, with their influence, right?
Of course, yeah. I don't think I'm like, if there's like someone that's constantly like, all right, you've been giving this person money and they're just going and fucking it over, spending on what, you got to give criticism, not just thrash the person's name no matter what, like to where there's no return, you know?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Something you don't want to say something to where is they rekindle the thing and they tell that person, now that person fucking hates you, right? But it doesn't, but what I'm trying to say is like, it's the same thing like with the best friend, like when they get in like a little argument with you, right? And then they try to throw it to the best friend, tell them about their problems, and they're like, fuck that nigga. Go somewhere else. Do what you got to do. Like, be you. Do your. Be the best you. Go do this. Go do this. I'm like, bitch, die. And that's how I feel.
Yeah.
That comes back to me. Bitch, die.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know, I think there's a bit of mature way you go about that as well. But,
I'm with Alex. Bitch, die.
Yeah. Well, again, if your significant other is...
Because I think
is valuing their opinion over yours, well then you already have an issue there, right? And again, and this person is inside your intimacy, right? They're inside your
but also they're inside your circle. It's like I think like sometimes, and this might be going back to our actual conversation of like, what are the boundaries of people outside your relationship to your relationship? Because like there's certain shit where it's like, there's a friend that will talk to you, your partner, and it's just like really crossing the line of what they tell your partner, right? Like mm-hmm. in the sense of like, I would feel like there's a boundary for your friend. Well, if I'm talking to like a significant other, I'm like, there's a boundary of your friend in which they talk about our relationship, one. Number two, they're involved in our relationship, mm-hmm. right? Because I get that people need to vent. Outside of talking to you in a relationship, of course. And sometimes I don't feel comfortable talking to a family member because, you know, like I said, that memory lasts long. Okay, then they're going to talk to a friend, whatever. But at what point as the receiver of that criticism, like, where do they cross the line in which kind of like, what's the boundary of the communication that they have, right? So say the girl's, your girl's like, yeah, you know, Alex does this, he does that. this nigga got a little dick and he just never wants to fuck, whatever, whatever.
Little dick, man.
Yeah. And then she, you know, like, is there a boundary on what you expose in your relationship? Because ultimately, yep, there's no fucking coming back. Yep. And then you guys get back together and she's at the barbecue and looks like, this little dick nigga got the nerve to cook some hot dogs.
Motherfucker's bigger than his dick.
He got them Vienna sausages over there.
Man, you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you know, I mean, I think, you know, it's always been this way, at least with me, right? If I'm actively talking to a girl, right, or if I'm like, hey, this girl is gonna go somewhere, I would never talk about any of our physical things together, right? Just because I find it's just a breach of contract there, right? That's a breach of what I'm doing, right? Like, hey, if I was like talking to a girl, if I just randomly just, hey, this is a one off, well then shit, it is what it is, right? She wanna talk shit about me, I talk shit about her, it is what it is, right? But yeah, if it's like, hey, I'm pursuing this girl, hey, you're never gonna hear me, I'm not gonna talk about her fucking nipples or none of that shit or none of that nonsense, right? I'm not gonna,
damn, her shit was triangles.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say nothing about pepperonis. Her. Nothing. Because again, the other thing too, I don't wanna cause once, you know, if this turns into something serious, I don't want you guys thinking like, oh, she got fucking pepperoni nipples over there. Or she got not, fucking Hershey kisses.
But
over.
Yeah, but if it's not serious.
But the worst thing is when you
give the deets.
No, I'm saying, but the worst thing is when your friends actually keep those girls that they talk hella shit about.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
crazy.
They end up like marrying the girl or some shit, nigga.
I'm like, bro, you already told me, bro.
She fucking, but you told me she sucked everybody's dick at the party.
Yeah. She got double like, tag teamed on the pool table.
Yeah, like what the do you fuck, do? Man?
No, yeah. That's happened. You know what I mean? I had a friend in the past, right? We went out and there's like two girls, right? And one was like decent looking. The other one was like a grenade. That's what he said. The grenade. Mm. And he's like, hey, yo, talk to the grenade. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll go like talk to the grenade and you talk to the other, the main one, right? Ends up talking, whatever, whatever, and end up with the grenade, right? Like, so you always have that image in your head of like, they're the grenade.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You know, that's when you better learn with the, learn to manage your expectations there. But, I think just go back on the other thing you were saying as well. I do take one step back. It's like, hey, you need to, I think with relationships and boundaries and things like that, you need to have influence, right? You need to be able to like, who's the most, the most influential person in that person's life should be, I mean, if you're just dating, probably not you, right? But if you're actually married, right, you should be the most influential person in that person's sphere, right? They should be able to take your advice wholeheartedly and vice versa, right? But the other thing too is like if your game is to go after somebody who's if you want the family members trying to get them X'd out and they don't get X'd out, then you look like a fool.
Yeah.
Right. Again, that's that always reminds me of like, hey, if you're gonna go after the I'm not saying they're a king, but if you're gonna go after the king, you better not miss, right? That's still an adage, right? So it's like, hey, don't try to get rid of family members, like cause that's almost never gonna work. Right, and again, and it's not a fruitful thing to do anyway.
You're
right?
You're a sick bitch if you do that.
Yeah,
think about sick it. As fuck.
You're sick as fuck.
Yeah, I want you.
Now,
you know, I had a girlfriend one time. I was in. Speaking of sick bitches, I had a girlfriend one time mm-hmm. that I was in a jumper with our cousin, girl cousin. Mm-hmm. I won't even say it was a jumper, but we were like something. She had it was like some not even jumper. Sorry, I mean putting two
the
fucking.
Fuck you
no, hear me out.
How
me, hear
old
me out.
Are you?
No, sorry. I'm putting two stories together. We weren't in jumper. No, sorry. Anyway, one of my girlfriends was like, yeah, you know, I just feel like you spend a lot of, too much time with your girl cousin. It's just kind of weird. I said, she's like, yeah, I'm going to need you not to be hanging out with her like that. I said, that's probably close to the sickest thing I've ever heard someone who is a jealous person say.
Yeah, that's insane.
Your cousin.
Yeah, think about it. Think about it. You're so fucking sick in the head. That anything,
any girl,
like how, like think about it, like put that in your head, like how far gone you are.
Yeah, and like yeah, I can't even. You don't really spend that much time with her. If I be honest with you,
But it's just the target in there, right? Like you said, if you're gonna go after a family member, you have to be ready to back up what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, you got. Like, yeah,
that's how sick you are in your head, like.
Yeah, you gotta like to cut off, XL family members. You gotta be like, you better have some data on that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Man,
you better have.
I think
some,
my next topic.
You better have receipts.
My next topic is gonna be jealousy or something. I can go on.
Yeah, you gotta have some receipts, but it's funny. It always reminds me of this time where we're at Starbucks and then like one of the when the employees try to go after the manager, and then like she was like, "Oh, I'm getting this bitch fired."
Almost never.
And then and then she didn't get her fired, but she got her written up. And I was like, "Oh, your ass is up out of here.
You're done."
I already knew. I was like, "Oh, you up out of here."
Yeah.
Cause you all it take. I was like, the manager can easily get you some strikes up. I was like, yeah. like to
or
get
or just make your life a living hell.
Oh yeah, no. It was like one warning. Then like, oh, she was a little bit off on the count on the money. Ooh, that's a write up.
Or just make her do some shit that she doesn't want to do until she gets frustrated and says she doesn't want to do it, and then you're just insubordination.
Either way, right? So it's like, and then boy, she was up out of there within a week or two. Yeah. I was like, hey, if you go after the king, you better not miss. You know what I mean? Because they come back with a vengeance, dog. So I'm like,
for sure. Let somebody shoot aim at me, I'm ending you.
Oh, I'm like, are you
I'm ending you.
Is that how we? Okay, you know what I mean. But that's how I wouldn't say with that deal. But you know, I think as you get older, though, your boundaries will get more and more fixed, right?
I think I'm working the opposite.
No, but think about like this.
My boundaries are opening up.
Not like you would say that, but then if you got this logically, like hey, what did we say at the beginning of this podcast? What did we say at the beginning of the podcast? Hey,
it sounded
what's
bad.
An 18-year-old, right?
Yeah, but I'm talking. Yeah, about
but like, hey,
Trinko wants to be a cuck.
Nah,
Trinko wants to be a cuck.
No.
I'm gonna be a cuck. A cuck is when he likes to see his partner get smashed by another guy.
Never in my fucking.
Who in which would be called a bull?
No, nigga, never in my fucking life.
I've never even heard the bull part of it.
Two. I'm just meaning my boundaries as far as like my openness.
Trinko's
to shit.
A cuck, and he's over there just touching himself. Like,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
fuck no,
get it,
fuck no,
get it,
no, no. I'm saying like as I'm growing older, my perspective on the world shift, and I think my boundaries and the things that like I personally wasn't okay with, there's certain things I'm okay with. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's just you old, and then maybe there's some things that I used to be okay with that I'm not. Okay with now, right? Like I was used to, I was okay with fucking bad communication. Now, it's an X, right? Like so, it changes.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm okay with this or okay with that.
No, you know, I think my opposite. So as I go on, I'm at first you're like, and when you're first in the game, you're like, I take anything.
You're taking whatever.
You said I'll take anything.
You take what you can get. But as you start to, but as your clout starts to build up, and you can. You know, have better options, and you can have better, you know, parameters, right? And you actually have some standards, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Then you start to like, all right.
Standards would be a different question than boundaries.
Well, I mean, standards and boundaries are kind of on the same kind of deal, right? Where it's like it's limitations on what you're willing to accept, right?
All
right.
What are you guys willing to accept in a relationship?
What do you mean?
You tell me. What are you not willing to accept in a relationship? Just rapid fire, not like. Long-winded, just rapid fire. What are some things you guys are not accepting in relationships?
Laziness, for sure.
Okay.
Someone who's not on the same page, you know, morally or
controlling.
Ooh, sheesh. What the fuck was that?
That's my shoe.
This nigga farted on camera.
That's my shoe.
Yeah, okay. That's my shoe. All right. Like I said, for me, it's bad communication.
Okay,
bad. Effort is number two.
Okay.
What else? Or in this case, I guess I would say lack of effort, right?
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of things you just wouldn't. I mean, accept, but like, hey, I'm not gonna accept no dirty motherfucker, right?
What's some shit that you would have accepted before that you won't accept now?
I probably would accept it.
Me is games. Before I was willing to play games, and now I don't play no games. This is what
that's
I want.
Facts.
This is
that's
it.
Facts. That's facts.
This is that. Before I was ready for the cat and mouse, I was down with the.
I'm grown.
You know that they're looking at your text and they don't want to respond back.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm grown.
Now let me take 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I need to respond. No,
nah,
me,
motherfucker. You don't
me
respond,
now.
Fuck
I'm
you.
Straight, direct. If I see it, I need to respond. If I don't see it, I'm not gonna respond. That's how I need to be.
Indecisiveness is one too. You don't want to be like, hey, what do you want for your life? Because hey, this is what I'm looking for. If you're not looking for that, that's cool. I mean,
it's totally okay.
We're just not compatible, right? Because I'm looking for this and out of life, and I'm not looking to fuck around too long. You know what I mean? I'm not looking to.
Because I think the older you get, the more you know what you want.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, right. It's like a girl be like, hey, I want a guy with a good job, right? Because I don't want to fucking be out here fucking supporting some nigga, yeah, right?
That's a guy with a car.
Yeah, right. We got a place to live at right now.
I talked to someone the other day, and they were talking about, we were just all talking about, like, I don't know, shit that you want in a relationship. And the one girl's like, yeah, you know, I need my guy to have a car. I need my guy to have a job. I was like,
so you just want a regular person?
Are you a standard? No,
I was shocked. I was like, is that a thing? Are there guys in the Bay Area with no car and no job?
There's a plethora.
Right. I'm talking about real dudes. I'm not talking about like bummy ass niggas. But are there guys that are out here, blah, blah, blah?
There are a lot of guys in the cars for sure.
For sure.
San Francisco guys don't have cars like that.
That makes sense. But like, no job?
Yeah.
Or just, I mean, I don't think it's no job. It's probably like a weak ass job. Or like, not a career. Like, you don't want to be like with a guy who ain't gotten, I mean, I think.
Who's working at Best Buy?
Yeah. I think you want a guy with some ambition, right? That's because you want a guy who's going to be like.
I think it would be misguided ambition is the worst.
For sure. You know what?
Niggas could be fucking have ambition and trying to work for like fucking Cutco or some shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like a pyramid scheme ambition.
Yeah. You know what? The other thing too is like, I met a guy and I don't want to put him on blast, but Alex knows him. But he was like, I talked to him and then.
If I know who you're talking about, I'm spitting the name out.
He talked about how much, like, I mean, the first week or so I met him, he talked about how shitty the job was, how he didn't really fuck with the people like that. And then he didn't really fuck with people like that. But then I didn't think he was like, I was like, oh, all right. So what do you plan on doing? What do you plan on getting out of here? Right. He's like, oh no, I fucking love my job.
Oh my God.
I'm not
spitting that out.
I know exactly.
I'm taking that back. I eat my words on that one.
Yeah, but I was like,
I know so many people that do that. Like,
yeah, but he was like, but he was spitting on people. And I'm like, and then he was like, oh, yeah, I fucking love my job. I'm like, oh, okay. That don't make no fucking sense at all. Right? I think that don't make, like you said too. I was like, I don't know how you live with that cognitive dissonance in your mind where you're like, all these things are negative about my job. And then, but I love my job. He did say some positive things later on, but it wasn't like from my tally. I'm running a mental math here, and I'm like, there was more negative than there were positive there, right? So I'm like, and you love this job, even though there's no path to move up, there's no real career advancement. You're kind of getting old. Like, what are you planning on? Like, hey, but again, if you're just happy being this. For the next 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. I mean, I commend you for that. I don't got that in me. Mm-hmm. I ain't got that kind of patience or fortitude where I'm just going to do some nonsense for hella long. But hey, that was his thing though. But again, like you need to have some kind of ambition. I mean, I think most girls want a guy that, you know, even if he's pursuing some stupid shit, to at least have something going on, right? Yeah. At least you got like, hey, this guy's got something. He's willing to wake up and get up and go get after whatever he's willing to go after and get after, right? Hopefully there's some financial gain to it right at the end of it. But you know, I think a girl would be with a guy who is really being like a super competitive, like anything, right? Just as long as he a lot of guys now that ain't got no motivation, they got no gumption, right? No kind of drive to go out there and get it, right? And it's like... And that's sad, man, because you meet a lot of cats like that. So I can see, like, hey, girls, like, all right, man, all these guys are doing this and that, right? But it's like, they ain't got no drive.
Give me some boundaries that are crossed in the workplace.
I think when people get into my personal life.
Yo, yeah.
I don't fuck with that, like. I have a hard-pressed boundary of, like, my work is my work and my personal. I don't give a fuck about nobody else's personal life. So, like, I don't expect people to care about mine. I find that, like, sometimes people make it their business to care about other people's lives. And maybe this is because they don't have a life. But I think for me, ultimately, it's, like, that's a boundary for me, right? Like, where you start actively speaking and making assumptions on my life.
Yeah.
No, I think one.
Maybe I'll make and I might make that the clip for this podcast.
just to get at
somebody. Just to send messages to people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
no. I think one that really bothers me, and this is, I mean, because I went from you know, I mean, I've been a supervisor, manager, employee, all those different things. So I went from being a manager back down to being a frontline worker again, right? And the thing that annoys me is when somebody gets in your business who's not your, like, supervisor, right? And is not competent in what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right. It's different if you get like, hey, someone, hey, hey, I've been working this job for X amount of years. If I can see you're competent in a field and you really and you want to give me advice, more than willing to hear you out. I'm gonna give you the grace to go here and show me something, right? But if me or you are separated by a week or two of employment, I don't really want to hear your opinion about how you should do something.
Especially, yeah, I look, you don't want to hear anybody's opinion, but.
No. I feel no. I'm just saying. I'm more willing and open to listen to other cats who are like put in place to be my mentor at a time, than I am willing to hear somebody who went through training with me, right? And I'm like, I could tell you're not as. I was like, I could tell that you're not very competent in what you're talking about, and you're trying to express to me something, and I'm like, that's gonna always eat me up, because now I'm finna eat you up throughout this whole. You know, I ran into like last week where like a cat was trying to show me something and I'm like, dude, you don't know what you're talking about telling me this, right? And then I was like, all right, because after that, I was like, all right, cool. All I'm going to do is ask the guy who's training both of us all the questions that you told me to do. And then now you're going to look like you're an asshole because all the things you told me to do were wrong, right? So I'm like, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, right? So it's like, it just, hey, my, like, if I'm new, you're new, like, hey, I just went through training. I'm new, you're new. Me and the guys in my class were all at the same level, and I'm like, hey, do you mind if I give you a little bit of a pointer here? Hey, you can do this. Hey, try this. Or hey, man, I think you're doing this a little bit off here. I might give you one or two, and if I see you're not receptive to it, I'm taking a step back because you obviously don't give a fuck about what I'm saying, right? But if you're like, oh, thanks for the help. Boom, I'm gonna help you out again. But if you're not receptive to it, I'm gonna be like, hey, back off. I'll let you just fuck up then, right? I'll let you do your own thing, right? But but that's one boundary. I'm like, hey, don't bother me when I'm doing my thing, because I'm not gonna bother you when you're doing your thing.
Mine is like a respect thing. Like, we should have some respect. I don't care if you know me. Like, I feel like the respect should start somewhere, right? And it's like, I don't know. Treat someone like a fucking person, right? It at the end of the day, we're all people.
Nigga, where are you working at, nigga?
No, I'm just saying, like, people fucking sometimes like take it, and then they talk to you any kind of way. They'll talk to you any kind of way, like, and that's more so in like the like fucking the lower paying jobs, of course, right? And it's like. And it's like they'll try to, I don't know, it's like people that aren't qualified to do this, or they don't have the right mindset going into this position, like a higher, like a supervisor or something like that. They'll talk to you any kind of way because they're on like a power trip or some shit like that. But it's like, it's like a respect thing. I give everybody the respect that they deserve until like, I don't until the, like that line is crossed. Then I'm like, okay, let me just not talk to you. Like you're not like I'll be cordial with you, but it's like you're no longer like. I'm not about to sit there and have small talk with you or anything like that. It's like that type shit, you know what I mean? Damn, nigga, did anybody do that? This nigga start doing sound effects. Like, nigga, did anybody do any of that?
Fuck it, I want to press that one. No, I'm with you. I think. That's super common in lower paying jobs, though.
For sure.
And terrible management.
For sure.
And terrible fucking hiring practices.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? I feel like I'm blessed in that fact of like, yeah, like there's a baseline level.
I'm talking about like just coming up, like it. You don't start off at a good paying job. You're not about to start off at no crazy something unless you know somebody.
Unless you got the hookup.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like Nick.
But yeah, I always look at it like this. It's like, hey, if someone treats you disrespectfully, right? That doesn't not treat you. I always take it like this. Like, hey, they're not gonna get me about my character in no kind of way, right? I'm like, hey, it says more about you than it shows about me, right? Like, hey, you want to speak like that? You want to talk like that? Cool, no worries. You want to that's you, and we know what kind of person you are. But you're not gonna get me about my character, right? My character's gonna stay the same regardless. I'm gonna be as respectful as I always am, right? Because again, I'm not because what you do don't dictate how I react, right? And that's always going to be the response to myself on that deal.
Fact.
But, yeah. But, you know, I think there's boundaries. There's boundaries that need to be set throughout life, right? Like, hey, what are you willing to accept in living arrangements, right? What are you willing to accept for your life, right? Are you willing to go live in a car to go chase a dream, right? Is that about, like, or, hey, my boundaries, hey, I need to appear a certain way. I need to do a certain thing, right? You know, I think they are relatively subjective, right? I think our families impose certain boundaries on us, right? Some people are like, hey, I don't like you, you know, so close to me, right? Right, right. There's like, you know, some people have a spatial boundary, right? Some people have a financial thing, like, hey, I can't go under a certain amount of money, right? Whatever the deal is, right? People will always set these boundaries up to, and again, what are the boundaries for, right? They're not only just to say, hey, this is where I don't want to be crossed at, but it shows you, like, hey, this is a protection, right? Hey, I deem going past this thing is going to either harm me in some way, or it's going to be a negative in me in some other capacity, right? So, I think we should look at one other thing too. What are your boundaries in the bedroom?
Sheesh. It's just always gonna take it freaky. Huh?
Don't touch my butt. Like, don't get nothing with my butt, bro.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, I'm just not a butt guy.
Huh? Nah, I'm just not. It doesn't float my boat.
Yeah. Don't lick the shaft.
Nigga, what?
Like, don't lick the shaft, nigga. Concentrate on the head.
But is that like a boundary?
That's a boundary for me.
That
bro.
Nigga's like, he said, hey, I'm on me head. I'm on me head only here.
Oh, yeah. I'm more.
Keep the shaft dry.
Head on the helmet.
I'm not here for the games, bro. I'm not here for the games. Jesus.
You know, fucking.
No butt stuff, bro.
Fuck, my wife is doing this one thing to me. It pissed me the fuck off.
I don't want to know what this is.
Check this out. No. It's nothing really even sexual. But she would, she fucking can't, I don't know why she did this, but she grabbed my face and started licking my lips. And I was like, what are you doing here? And then she was just like fucking with me. Like, literally, it wasn't like it was like a sexual thing or anything like that. She was just literally like, she was like, I was like,
nigga, what?
She was just, I was like, why are you fucking me right now?
I feel like that would be equally, it would bother me more in that scenario because I have a beard.
It made me uncomfortable. I was mad. I've never even gotten that mad at her before, but I was like, I was literally fuming.
But it wasn't like in like a dope way. It was just like fucking.
No. She was just fucking with me. I don't know if she was just fucking with me. And I was like, nah, I'm not really into it. She's like, no, I want to do it. I'm like,
Brad, don't touch my nipples, bro. It gives me no satisfaction.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, no, yeah, people do
no,
things.
No that, satisfaction.
People do things that they know you don't want. And so, but that fucking makes them want to do it more.
Yeah, and you have to show them it doesn't bother you, because then they're going to, if you show them it bothers you, they're going to keep on wanting to do this.
I don't know. It's just, that's why you do it too. I guarantee. Y'all both.
Oh, no, I know I do.
As soon as you see they all like, oh, okay. Okay.
I can't. I can't not do it.
Niggas like, okay, that's a challenge. Let's do it.
Yeah, but it's you know, but nipples is annoying.
Nipples,
sure.
Hell no.
Yeah, everything else like nipples and asshole, you can feel free.
I don't touch my ass. I'm just not a fan. Like, I mean,
you can touch my ass, bro.
You can touch it.
This nigga Tariko like that ass. Come on, bro.
I'm not meaning it
like
that. Like,
rub my ass.
I'm not that fucking.
No, I'm just like, it just doesn't.
I'm talking about anything like anything extra, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Like, she starts swiping the crack.
Swiping the credit card? No.
She's swiping the crack
on
you?
External only, bro.
Would it throw you off if you was like, hey, let me smell your armpits?
I might go ahead if you go want ahead. To.
Like, that would just throw me off. But why?
I just have some deodorant on. So you're going to be feeling good. Yeah.
I hope it smells good. Yeah.
Are you guys freshening up before you guys do it?
No.
What do you mean?
Is there any kind
I used
of,
to do that shit
Is there
back
any
in
kind
day.
Of prep? Like prep work.
You would prep.
Hopefully, you get, ideal situation is you getting out of the shower. She's getting out of the shower.
But then you feel like you need to get back in the shower right after.
Not really.
That's a crazy situation. You both get out of the shower to fuck every time. That's crazy.
No, I'm saying that's ideal.
He's saying that's ideal scenario.
I don't know if that's ideal.
That's an ideal. I don't you think that's ideal. You want the stank, my nigga?
I think it's just like let's both smell bad and let's get it done and then go in the shower and then we both feel good, clean.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
that's ideal scenario. But I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because like you're saying, it's dope to be clean too. Yeah, it depends on what type of session you're about to have.
Hey man.
Yeah,
hey, man.
Yeah, I don't need to be. Hey, man, I remember when I was living when we were separate, I would be like, oh, come over, I'm finna freshen up.
Of course.
Hop in a shower, clean up, right? Then you would get the best me.
Yeah.
Right? But then now, just like, you ain't got time to go prep and shit, right? Shit just happens when it happens, right? You know what I mean? When the mood strikes, right?
As they say. Yeah.
Right? You can't.
But you're not like doing your due and then just going about your regular day. Y'all niggas are hopping in the shower.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, well, it depends on like
what are we talking about? I'm not.
I'm not fucking in the morning and then going to work or nothing. I mean,
I'm not talking about like getting necked up or something like that. I'm talking about more like you guys are gonna have sex and then you're just gonna go about your day. There's freshening up that has to be done at all times when you have sex. No,
I mean, it's just some prep work. I mean, some post work and it's a little post work, a little prep work, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
Right. Hey. If I get off work, I'm like, ooh, I'm not great right now.
But you're not about to let her go down on you if you've been sweaty, right? It's just a respect thing.
I might give myself. You got to figure out. Hold up. Check it out.
Just come home from work. You're gonna let her just put her mouth down there.
I already know I got
swamp nuts.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, give me a bit. Yeah. Give me a.
That's gonna be worse because she's gonna want to do it more.
No way.
She's gonna want.
No way.
Because if a girl, if you're gonna go down on a girl and she's like, oh no. You're probably gonna be like, okay, you're right.
I mean, like, I feel
that snapper down there.
You got that real snapper.
That dragon fruit. No.
You're gonna be like, no, right?
If he was persistent, I'd be like,
no, there's no persistence. Let me hop in the shower. My nuts are sweaty.
If he's like, I'm not really not feeling
because
it.
Because that's your your person. That's like a respect. If it's some random, oh yeah, go ahead. You want these salty nuts, dude? Yeah. I'm not going to see you again.
But there's some spontaneity there, right? Everything can't be fucking crystal clean.
I get you.
Yeah, but then
if it's just our private parts touching, dope. But it's your mouth, dog.
Yeah, not, now she's smelling this. She's like, I can't believe this.
She's trying to hold her breath.
I can't believe this, nigga. No. I got a boundary.
Okay.
Fucking in the car is a no go ever anymore.
Really?
Not anymore.
Why?
I have a house now.
No, I get that, but like, why is it a boundary? No, I feel like that's a crazy boundary.
I don't.
Because right now, if you guys nigga, just hooked I'm up, too it'd be tall. Spontaneous and crazy. And
I'm
just,
too tall.
I don't think niggas taller than the rest of us in this room.
What position you getting off? What position you getting off?
Depending on the vehicle.
Exactly.
Explain.
I have a Model Y.
Okay, but are you getting off in the back?
No, I'm not. But okay, I'm saying then. I could.
Tarico, let's go back to when you was getting off in the back seat. What car were you using?
Zuzu Rodeo.
Was it big, my nigga? What the fuck is that?
No, go ahead. No, but when I was getting off in a car, okay, it would be doing? In any car.
It could be any car, bro. You can make it work. You can make it work.
You just got to angle it right.
Nigga, get me in the punch buggy right now. See if I don't slank some dick in that motherfucker.
Get a smart car.
Get a cramp in that motherfucker.
Nigga, you ain't worried about a cramp.
Nigga, what?
Bro, if you're fucking in a car, the last thing you're worried about is a cramp. You're worried about going to jail.
Nigga, that is facts. You're worried about getting arrested, nigga.
Cramp? My nigga is crazy. Cramp during sex is terrible.
You're living good.
Well, man.
I'm just telling you right now, if I'm fucking in the back of the car, I'm in
cramp
a,
is the worst.
I'm on a different type of time that I'm not worried about.
If your windows ain't fogged up by the time.
You ain't doing it right.
Yeah. If your windows ain't fogged up by the time.
Nigga, Matt, you guys did have sex in cars at some point?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so imagine you gotta go like try to find a place. You're like that's driving around for hella long.
This place
looks dark.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's dark here. There's probably not a lot of foot traffic here. Yes.
You're like watching the traffic. You're like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then every time you're doing it, and you're peeping your head up, like,
yeah.
And then you're back down.
No, I think having did
you stop because having did a
pre scope. You're like, all right, I'm finna. Are we gonna have work? We finna fuck. Yeah, it's gonna be in the car.
Okay.
So it's gonna be.
I was never that.
So it's got to be somewhere in the next mile radius of here, right?
Really?
Yeah.
I was driving the fucking this nigga. I would be miles away from my house. Like, how do we end up here? You just keep searching.
Is it dark? Like, should I find a park or something?
It's always a park.
It's got to be a park, right?
It's always a park.
Damn near.
Is it?
You got to make sure there's no one
finna
pop.
Never the street by your house or no, nothing like that.
Maybe that's right.
I mean, I feel like
maybe you by this nigga's house. Yeah.
Maybe by your house, nigga.
By my house.
By your old house, but not for me. It's like, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. We live in.
Imagine you're like on a sneaky link or something, and you end up going to jail, or you end up getting a fucking ticket.
Nigga, no.
Imagine.
Let me shoot this off. This last story.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's a little fucking fucked up. It's kind of, all right. So I went to this my high school I went to, right? I found this out after I graduated. But there was a girl that went to my high school that's dad was on To Catch a Predator. Fuck. Nigga, he was on the ultimate lowdown sneaky link and got caught, nigga. No, you're talking about getting caught on a sneaky link? Nigga, imagine getting caught with a fucking minor on a sneaky link.
I promise you, we do not classify a minor as a sneaky link.
No, that's a devilish thing. No, that's what I said. I said the ultimate lowdown. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a real sneaky link.
Technically, it's sneaky link, but it's fucking gross.
Then they damn near calling that sex. I'm like, that's not sex, dog. That's
nigga, this nigga statutory rape, sir. Was crazy. I heard she was bullied for it.
That's insane reason to bully someone.
And he's at home now. Is that crazy or what? Like, you know somebody that was on To Catch a Predator, my nigga?
Bro, you fucking up?
Holy fuck.
Chris Hansen was so cold.
In a rich,
you can go ahead. You can leave.
Go on. Go ahead and leave. Right through there? That door right there.
Yeah, go ahead and leave.
Bro.
You sure?
That's one of the worst things that you can get caught with. Any kind of pedophilia or that kind of shit, you damn near, you might as well just wrap it up. Because it's ugly for you at this point. But make sure to check them IDs, y'all. We at number 18 right now. We legal beagle out here. Alex looking like Smeagol, so we looking good.
Nigga thought that was the dopest rhyme.
That we call a bar.
What did he say?
He said illegal. Alex look like Smeagol. Fuck out of here, nigga.
I said we 18, we legal beagle. Alex looking like Smeagol. Nigga, I'm real regal.
Get this nigga out of here.
With two deagles. Actually, a desert eagle.
Nigga, the Dirty Mac song.
Birds.
Listen to the lyrics, Derek.
Hold on, turn it down real quick. Imagine this nigga in your girl ear.
Yeah, imagine him singing this to your girl.
If this what you want, baby, okay. He give you his all, but you have no patience. You made the call, so I ain't complaining. Back on your way. Wait, oh, you can't do it anymore. I understand just why he went wrong. So I got your hands where they don't belong.
He's Dirty Mac.
All in her ear.
By my side, let's not rush. Lay you down, it's just us.
You ain't about to be telling my girl what I don't do.
Nigga.
Know what we don't do.
Yeah, this is what Steve Harvey was talking about.
He don't make you feel beautiful, does he? I know that.
Right?
You know I got you.
He still don't even get you.
If I heard my girl listening to a nigga like this, I'm like, what?
He don't make you feel beautiful.
I'd be like,
any dude who's gonna Dirty Mac in a sense of like, he's gonna talk to a girl and he's gonna put another dude down just so that that girl thinks he's cool is a fucking lame.
Fuck boy.
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah. It's a fucking thing to talk to, man.
Overly complicated. Episode number 18. My name is Tariko.
Alex, a.k.a. Late Night.
Darren, a.k.a. D-Nasty.
Gang!
Up in your room once again, tempted. Bad for me, it's the truth, but I can't miss this. Don't tell my friends that I'm here to visit. Don't tell my friends that I'm here. Waiting for you, even how you treat me. You're my baby, even when you leave me. Maybe I'm the one to blame. Maybe I'm the cause of the pain. Waiting for you, even how you treat me. You're my baby, even when you leave me. Maybe I'm the problem and the one that's causing all of this. I can't say I love you no more. Cause my friends gon' judge me for sure.